Blog Talk Radio.
How we doing?
Come from. Now, speaking of abandonment and betrayal, now we know that if somebody turned their back on us, more than likely they have abandoned us. Have they betrayed us though? Can you turn your back on somebody but still not betray them? Well, we might have to ask a few questions, a few pertinent questions today, such as, what if you are the provider in a situation and a person doesn't allow you to provide for them anymore? Can you look at that situation like they have turned their back on you? Can you? I don't know. We may have to take a strong look at that, though, because that could actually be a question that we might have to explore and find out if our feelings of having somebody turn their backs on us are actual and factual and even sometimes contractual. So let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. With this, the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. We do this every single Sunday from 1 p.m. till around 2:30-ish. And the reason that we say 2:30-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Sunday. And it is Sunday. This is the show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, fuss, and fight, go back and forth with each other, bust it up all crazy. We take an introspective look into our own personality to see the way the universe projects us into this thing called the world and try to figure out this thing called life. I am your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show, and I am so delighted to be standing in front of y'all today. Let's have this conversation. We're talking about what it really means to turn your back on somebody or to have somebody turn their back on you. Which one have you experienced? Now, I know that our ego is going to tell us that none of us have ever turned our backs on anybody. And it may be true. It may be true for some people. For other people, it may be way less than true. It may be an outright lie that you have never turned your back on anybody. But that's why it's important for us to take a strong look at it and take an introspective look at it and to take a really deep, deep probe into the situation to find out if we have indeed kept it 100 like the old folks used to say. You know, Granny used to always say, keep it 100. But real shit, you know, real shit. What does it mean to turn your back on somebody? What does it mean? What does it mean for somebody to turn their back on you? Now, for some people, you know, and I know, we probably all know somebody who is ultra sensitive, somebody who feels like everybody should always have their back. Somebody should always be taking care of them. I know I have family members who don't want to work, who don't want to take care of their kids and things like that. And they expect that when they're down or when they're going through whatever they're going through and not taking care of their responsibilities, they expect for other family members to hold it down for them. They expect for other family members to take care of them. I mean literally take care of them. You need to put me up, because that's what family does. You need to put me up in your crib, you know, and provide for me until I get back on my feet. Even though I'm not looking for a job right now, I'm not trying to go to school right now and enhance my skills in order to be able to secure a job that will sustain my income and get me back on my feet and make me upwardly mobile. I'm not doing all that right now. Right now, I'm steeped in depression. Right now, I'm in a sad state. Right now, I need somebody to understand. Right now, I need for somebody to just go ahead and do everything for me while I'm not in the mental and emotional state to do for myself. Can you do it? Will you do it? Are you going to do it? I have had family members who actually believe that shit. And we're looking like, what kind of shit is that? Like, come on, man. You don't work, you don't eat. That ain't hard to understand. That's what being an adult is all about. This is what we have to teach to the children. This is what we have to teach the babies. You don't work, you don't get paid, you don't eat, because you don't have nothing to show for it. Well, everybody doesn't look at it that way. So sometimes your family members or other people that you know who have lofty expectations on what you should or will do for them, what they will do is when you stop providing for them or stop sympathizing for them or stop enabling them, then guess what? You turned your back on them. That's what they'll tell everybody. Yeah, you know, it was all good when I was riding in Benzes, when I had the big house out in the burbs, when I was throwing parties and inviting everybody and paying for everything, when the bar was open, when I was buying out the bar, when I was on my feet, when I was up, it was all good. All the leeches and all the mooches was coming around, even though that shit ain't true. It ain't true. But now that I fell off, now that I had a hardship, now that I'm not on my feet, now nobody want to help me out. Nobody want to pay me back the money they owe me. Don't nobody owe you the money. You paid for everything gratuitously. You was running around here playing Big Willie. You ain't even have it like that. But one thing is for sure, you didn't lend nobody nothing. You gave away everything. So when other people didn't have it to do what you did for them, it's not that they turned their back on you. They ain't got it like you had it. They can give you something small, break you off of what they have, but they can't. They can't provide for you the way you was running around providing for people who would. You were providing for people who had the means to provide for themselves. You can't always expect for people to do that for you in return. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know who went through that? And I think he felt like people turned their back on him. Turned their backs on him when they couldn't do the same for him that he did for them. Red Fox. Remember when Red Fox was alive? Red Fox was one of the funniest comedians that ever lived. He was raunchy, raw, definitely performed blue. Blue comedy is, when you curse and deal with racy topics and stuff like that. Racy material. So he definitely worked blue. But when he had the show Sanford and Son, he was getting paid. And he wasn't paying no taxes. So he requested to get paid cash every time for every episode. Imagine that. So the kind of money he was making back in the day was big money, even though in today's society, if you looked at what he was making per episode, you would say, he wasn't making no kind of real money. But you have to think about the inflation level of back then. So let's say he was making $20,000 an episode. In 1974, 75, 76, do you know how much $20,000 was? Well, I'll tell you how much it was. A Cadillac Eldorado was $14,000 in 1977, 78. $14,000. So imagine. Cadillac Eldorado was a premium ride back then. So in today's, okay, let me put it to y'all like this. We're going to do the calculation. We're going to do the calculation. How much was $20,000 worth in 1977?
$20,000 in 1977 is equivalent in purchasing power to about $93,635.64 today, an increase of $73,635.64 over 45 years. The dollar had an average inflation rate of 3.49% per year between 1977 and today, producing a cumulative price increase of 368.18%.
$20,000 in 1977 is equivalent to $93,635.94 today. Almost $100,000. So he was making almost $100,000 per show. He was getting money. And he wanted that in cash because he knew. He knew the IRS would come, and he knew if he got paid by check, that would leave a paper trail that they could track. Anyway, to make a long story short, Red Fox got in trouble with the IRS, and in like the 80s or whatever, they took all his shit. Now, they did him dirty. They did him dirty. But when he fell off and the IRS started getting him, plus he had a drug problem. Just keeping it a buck. Red Fox, as funny as he was, as good as a guy he was, he was a good guy because he took care of all his people. He was a party guy, but he took care, all of those people, all of those characters, all of those actors that you saw on Sanford and Son weren't even really actors. A lot of those people were people that he just knew. So he put them on. These are my people. I think he would be good on the show. So what we going to do is I'm going to show him how to act. And that's why Bubba and Grady and all of them, that's why they seem so authentic. Because they was just real people. They was just real people. So when the IRS came to get him, he said, I did so much for people when I was doing my thing, when I had it, I figured somebody should come along and take care of me. So when they didn't do that for him, he felt like they turned their back on him. I looked out. When I had it, I looked out. Ain't nobody going to look out for me. Now, let me ask y'all, was that betrayal? Did they betray him? I mean, you know, just keeping it a buck. Because you might feel like, well, yeah, you know, if you put a lot of people on and you do what you do for them and you give them enough to be able to help somebody else out, then yeah, they should help you back out. They should give back to you. You know what I mean? When they get it. Well, what if they never got it? What if they never got it? And they are unable to look out. What about that? What about that? So it's a slippery slope. It's not an easy situation to deal with. What's going on, Emily? Dunlap in the house and said it, Emily. And also Monica, Queen Monica Davis, all up in your areas. What's going on, Queen Monica and Stacy White? Thanks for coming on through in the day, not the night. That's right. And T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going right in your sight. And Carol Chamberlain, my good friend. Yo, mi favorita. It's always great to see you. Sucre chutois. Sucre gente yucks. Yo, coming on through. She not giving up. And also, Maciel Torres. Maciel Torres. What's going on, Maciel? Thanks for coming on through. So, what do y'all think? What do y'all think? Do y'all feel like Red Fox was right? Do you feel like, yeah, they did turn their back on him? Is that a situation where you feel the qualifications for having somebody turn their back on you was real? What do y'all think? Because I'm not so sure. You know, just because you do for a person or you do for everybody when you have it, I'm not so sure that means you can expect everybody else to do that. I'm not so sure. It's a nice thing, and it would be nice if you did that, but is there a requirement? Is there a requirement to do that there? And if you don't have it, or do have it just enough, but don't do it, have you turned your back on somebody? Have you? What y'all think? Sorry, I'm just sharing the show over here, but the camera's in the way. The camera's in the way. It's all up in the way. Get out of the way, camera. No, we good. We chill. Let me see. Stacy White says, they turned their back on me when I got my apartment. Who are they? How'd they turn their back on you? They ain't help you move. They ain't help you move your shifero, your bureau, your brake front. They ain't help you carry your bed scared of a queen-size mattress. They ain't help you move your Sealy Posturepedic. Let me find out. Carol says, recently had to do just that to recently had to do just that a couple of weeks ago, sadly. So you had to turn your back on somebody. Well, let me ask you this. Are you sure you turned your back on them, or did you just have to, you know, all right, listen, you know, because I guess I'm struggling because I refuse to believe that Carol turned their back on somebody. a little biased. Sometimes the disagreement is you turned your back on me. You left me stranded. And the other argument is, no, I just did what I had to do. I couldn't rock with you with what you was doing. I ain't nobody going to do that. I'm not risking my life and limb for you when you not doing nothing but expecting more and more. You expect an undying and unequivocal, this full loyalty thing. Meanwhile, you're not giving back nothing. You're not providing nothing. You're not even providing a safe way to be able to help you. I can't do it. I can't. Carol Chamberlain says, oh, no, wait. Stacey says they turned their back on me when I lost my weight. Damn. I thought that's when everybody come through. All right. Carol says, my situation was different. I stopped doing when the person thought I was obligated because we were siblings and it wasn't appreciated. That's what I'm talking about. So she says, I have, and yes, I stand by it. Believe it, Omar, I did. I don't know. I ain't trying it. That don't sound like turning a... Listen, just because somebody expects you to do for them and provide for them, there's a time limit on everything, on all things. There's a time limit. And just because you say, like, nah, I ain't doing that no more. I'm good. Holla. I'm not so sure if that qualifies for turning your back on somebody. I don't know. I don't know about that. But if you say that you turned your back on them, we're going to go with that. We really not, but you know I'm saying that. We're going to go with that.
I mean, only you know.
Everybody don't know. All right. So she says, I put myself way out and made plans to ensure your safety and health, but it wasn't appreciated at all. That's what I'm saying. So how is that turning your back on somebody? I'm just saying. I don't know how that's turning your back on somebody. I don't know about that. That seems a little sketchy to me. It does. That seems a little sketchy to me. Because when I think about turning my back on somebody, I think about, like, all right, me and you used to go out and rob somebody. Just for example, we used to go out and rob people. Me and you was partners in crime. You know, we set up these robberies or whatever. We go out and do it. And then when we were successful at our robberies, we would split the purse. So if we robbed somebody and we got $5,000 from them, $2,500 for you, $2,500 for me, split right down the middle. Now, then what happens is, all right, so we go out and rob somebody, shit gets messed up, and we get caught. Either we get caught or the robbery didn't go down right. So, you know, the person wasn't trying to get robbed that day. They start shooting or whatever. We get into this situation where we should have had each other's backs. And I just said, first time in trouble, I'm out of here. Well, yeah, I turned my back on you. And then let's say, well, all right, that wasn't the real turning my back on you situation. Because if somebody's shooting, I shouldn't take a bullet for you. You shouldn't take a bullet for yourself. So we both ran. But let's say you got caught. You got caught by the cops. Now, there are two ways that one of them can turn their backs on the other one. One of them might stand strong. I got caught, so I'm not, but, you know, I'm not going to out my brother. He didn't get caught. I got caught. I'm going to have to eat this case. I ain't saying nothing. You know, I did the robbery by myself. You ain't do the robbery by yourself. We saw the other person. And the other person ran. I don't know who that person was. I was by myself. That person must have just planned to rob y'all at the same time, but I don't know who it was. Okay. Maybe I should have did that, but instead I was like, oh, yeah, that's my man Rick. Yeah, me and Rick, that's who. I know y'all got me, but y'all need to go get Rick too, because it was Rick's car. That's why he got away. You know, I could turn my back on you that way, or you could turn your back on me like this. Like, you know I got caught. You know I'm getting caught up in jail. You don't offer to help pay for a lawyer for me. You know what I'm saying? You don't look out. If I ate the case and I got locked up, you don't come see me, which might be a good idea. But you don't arrange for no money for me to get no money or fight my legal defense or nothing. You just, well, he got caught, I didn't. So you go on still robbing, still doing what you do, but you just left me to rot in jail or whatever. You turned your back on me. Now, I did you the courtesy of not telling on you, but you just leave me out there. How do you know that I ain't going to get mad because I ain't tell on you and you not helping me out, not looking out for my family? I got kids. I got a girl. I got a wife. I got a mom, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I was stealing from them. I mean, I'm sorry. I was stealing for them. I was taking from the rich or the paid. I was taking from the paid and giving to the broke. You know, and you ain't look out for nobody. And I still stood strong. I ain't tell. I could have snitched. I could have easily snitched on you, but I ain't do that. And this the thanks I get? This the motherfucking thanks I get? You turned your back on me. I stood strong for you. You turned your back on me. So, you know, I guess there's different ways we can look at this. But that's why I'm saying, what it really means to turn your back on somebody. There are different perspectives. You know how the old heads say, there are two sides to every story, and then there's the truth. Well, which one is the truth? Both of them may be telling their own truth. You know how they say these days, speak your truth. What the hell does that mean? I hate when people say that shit, too. Speak your truth. It ain't my truth. It's the truth. When they start telling people to speak their truth, they saying, tell your lies. Tell your version. My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? Good to see you, my brother. Thanks for coming on through. All right. Carol said, exactly, Omar. I've been doing it for years, and now I just can't anymore. That's not turning your back. They got to get on their feet. You know, you help somebody and help you helping them to get on their feet. Motherfuckers don't want to put their shoes on. They don't want to put their socks or their shoes on, Carol. They don't want to put their shoes on. How you going to help them get on their feet? Shit. If you don't put on no socks and no shoes, that means either you gonna wear sandals in the wintertime or you ain't planning to go out. So you don't want to be on your feet nowhere except for in the crib that you're not paying for, that you're not helping out with, that you're not providing for, that you're not even respecting a lot of times. I don't know, man. I don't know about all this turning your back on somebody. Who turn back? You got to represent at some point. At some point, you got to represent, stand up, be a man or a woman, help out, contribute, do something. Listen, if you can't bring no money into the house, then watch the kids, wash a car, keep the house clean, be a watchdog. There's always something you can do. You know, make yourself useful, as the old folks used to say. What are you good for? Make yourself good for something, as the old folks used to say. What? What? We got it. We got different old folks. We got different old folks. Okay. So, yeah. Yeah, man. What it means to turn your back on somebody. In relationships, people talk about, you know, lovers, spouses, girlfriends, boyfriends turning their back on each other all the time. You hear men talk about it all the time. Yeah, when the money was flowing, she was hoeing. When the money stopped flowing, that's when she started going. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was all good when I was paying car notes. It was all good when I was paying rent. When it was all good, when I was providing for birthdays, back to school. Yeah, all her kids' uniforms came from my check. Foreman Mills be damned. What you talking about? Yeah, and Easter, that was my shit. You know what I mean? She got the sweatsuit and the Reeboks for Easter. I did that. All the kids, I took care of them. School trips, me. Christmas, me. We ain't even need tax time. I was doing it. As soon as I ain't had that job no more, or I ain't had that side hustle no more, I ain't have that extra income no more. As soon as I, you know, when I fell off a little bit, when I ain't have it the way I used to, when I got hurt, and I couldn't work as much. Now everybody out. When everybody had to find a way to take care of themselves for a minute, nobody knew how to do it except for getting somebody else to do it for them. Turn their back on me. I needed help. I got hurt. I fell off a bike that she used to ride on the back with me. I fell off that bike, and I was down, man. I was in the hospital for like four months. She stopped coming to the hospital. What kind of shit is that? Turn it back on me. Tell me, well, I would come more often, but I gotta go to work since you not, you know, you can't do nothing. I'm like, that, goddamn. I understand you gotta go back to work. Well, you know what? Most of us have to work. We all gotta work. But that don't mean that when you work, you don't help out no more. You don't look out for those who looked out for you. Well, anyway, we was having problems. I got a new man. Well, I'll be goddamn. Well, isn't that a coinky-dink? Man, isn't that smash, y'all? Well, isn't that smash, y'all? Turn the back on me. Women say the same thing. There's a lot of back-turning when it comes to money. And 88658, I see your hand. I see you. I got you. Yeah, there's a lot of back-turning when it comes to relationships. I've heard women say before, yeah, when that nigga was broke, I gave him a place to stay. I made sure that he ate. I treated him like a king, even though he ain't had no king money. He ain't had no kingdom. But I made my space a palace for him. Treat him like a king. Never once criticized him for not having or not being able to get or not even being motivated sometimes. I took care of him. Child support payments, I kept him out of court. I made them payments for him. So you could say I kept his ass out of jail too. Yeah, I did all of that. The clothes on his back, I was like, you know what? I was like Shirley. You know Shirley from the song, you know, Woman to Woman. I was Shirley. The car he drives, I pay the note on it every month. The clothes on his back, I buy them. You know what I mean? Barbara wasn't doing that for him. It was Shirley. So she was like Shirley to this nigga. Soon as he finally get himself together, got a little job, start making a little money, doing better for himself, I was the one who motivated him. Soon as he started getting a little bit of money, now he wanna chill with the big booty freaks and shit now because he can provide for them. He can give them a couple of dollars. He couldn't give them before, get that for them before. I guess I wasn't giving them enough money to be able to provide for them also. But anyway, I guess my ass and my titties wasn't big enough for him no more. So he turned his back on me. Soon as he get a little money of his own. Now he leave me in the dark. He don't need my money no more. Turn your back on him. Or is that the way it go? Because I could be off base with that. All right. We have a caller on the line. Caller with the last number is 8658. First of all, hold on. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show, and we're talking about what it really means to turn your back on somebody. Caller with the last numbers, 8658. Thank you for calling in. I want to welcome you to the Urban Therapy with Sun Show, and thank you for holding. Wait a minute. Hold on. What's this thing called? All right, there we go. What's on your mind this afternoon?
Okay, you're talking about what it really means to turn your back on someone. You have a person in your life who's very close to you. It's a sibling. They're living in an abandoned building with a bunch of derelicts, and they came to me. I need help. I got to change my life. I want to get myself a decent place to stay, yada, yada, yada. So in what I said, you seem to think that that's not turning my back. But I went out of here, secured housing for them, provided furniture for them, provided food for them, did the whole nine, because maybe I felt obligated because it is my sibling. And I kept thinking, can't let them go out like this, you know. Did all of that the day of the proposed move. Let me just backtrack a little bit. He has a son that I've practically raised. Okay? Because you didn't care. You know, you were just out here willy-nilly doing what you wanted to do. And so the day of the move, my nephew went to go get him to move him into the new spot. He told him, I changed my mind. I ain't going. The hell with my sister. So now you tell me that I can't turn my back on that?
I'm telling you that that's not turning your back.
Yes, it is, because I won't do it again. I really don't. You know, I've been with a lot of times, but this one hurt to the core. This one hurt to the core. I stayed in my bed for 2 days. That's how bad I felt. I felt like he took a knife, stuck it in my chest, and just twisted it and kept it and kept twisting it. So, yes, in my eyes, I have closed that chapter of that book. I can't look back. Whatever happens from that day to the next, this was your choice, because you had a choice to do better.
Right.
And you decided you didn't want to take that choice. After you begged for help, nobody went to you and said, look, let me help you out. You reached out and you begged for help. So, yes, I can turn my back on him. And truthfully, I can live with myself for that.
Okay.
So maybe my conception of turning my back varies from what yours does. But in my book, that's a turn that I had to make for my sanity, for my peace. It wasn't even about the money. It was just the running around. It was putting things in place. And I'm telling you constantly, you know, this is what I'm doing. Are you sure you want to do this? Oh, yeah, I really do. I appreciate it so much. And then, excuse the expression, you shit on me.
Yeah. Now I think I have a clearer picture of what you mean by turning your back on somebody. Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah, because you was coming at my back.
Technically, okay, yeah, you turned your back on them. But you know what? You didn't betray them. How about that?
Okay, no, I didn't.
You turned your back because, you know, you decided that you didn't want to do it anymore. And you had to stop the bleeding. You had to stop the pain that you were receiving from giving to somebody that would not give back and did not appreciate even what you were giving. Okay, I get that part. I guess it's hard for me to look at that and turning my back on somebody. I would probably be the person that would say, no, you did what you had to do. You had already done enough, and you had reached the end of your rope. But I guess because of the love and affection that you have for your sibling that I can see how you felt like, okay, yeah, normally I would stick in there through thick and thin, but this time it's not like that. So I'm turning my back. I'm closing that chapter. I'm putting the book away. This is over. All right. Okay, you turned your back on them, but you didn't betray them. You know,
no,
a lot
I didn't.
Of times, yeah, a lot of times turning your back on somebody is a form of betrayal. But I guess you gave us a clear example where turning your back on somebody was not a form of betrayal at all. You know?
I was the one who was betrayed.
I think so.
If you talk about it and you think about it, like I said, I never reached out because I knew his living situation. I would, do things here, there, just to let him know, hey, I still care about you.
Yeah.
But when you reached out and you wanted this help, and it wasn't just me that was involved, it was his son. His son's mother has not been with him in over 50 years. She jumped on the bandwagon. Everybody did. To get him somewhere. Because older, his health is not the best. And we wanted him to live the years he has left in a decent place. Where he would be comfortable. It wasn't of our choosing. That we wanted to just, we just going to go rescue him. No, he asked for help. That's the betrayal part, because you reached out and asked for help. And then, like I said, you turned around and shit on us all.
Now, if he asked for help and you didn't give it to him, that would be like turning your back on him, wouldn't it?
In a sense, I guess you could say so, yeah. I would agree to that, but
yeah.
I just know that I can't do that again. I can't go through that again. I refuse to feel that kind of pain again. I just can't put myself out there like that no more. And that's just being honest.
Right. Well, let me ask you this, though. Let's say, Let's take a scenario where, similar to what you were talking about, let's say somebody asks you for help and you help them and they messed up again and you help them again and then they messed up again and you help them again and then they messed up again and you help them. And then the next time they messed up, you said, I'm not doing this again. Now, are you turning your back?
Three strikes, you're out. Three strikes, you're out.
I'm just asking.
I'm not going to let you make a fool of me.
All I'm saying is, because things like this can happen. Like, for example, let's say you have a cousin, your favorite cousin. You grew up with this cousin. This cousin is like a brother or sister to you, right? This cousin was always able to make money, but they was never able to take care of money. Whether they was blowing their money on drugs or sex or gambling or whatever the case may be, no matter how much money they made, they could never keep no money, right? And they made good money. So let's say they got evicted from their apartment or their house that they was renting. All right, you let them stay with you for a little while, right? Okay, they stay with you for a little while, got their money together or whatever, got their own place again. A couple of years later, they get evicted again. All right, to help them this time, you got a little rental property. You said, all right, I'm going to fix up this little rental property. You go ahead and move in here, man. Now, look, you can't be messing up this money. They telling you, well, I didn't mess up the money the other time. That was the other person that I was living with. Those were my roommates. They messed up the money. I was paying. Okay. Well, this time it's all on you. So you don't have to worry about nobody else. You know, if you're going to be short 1 month or whatever, you know, let me know what's going on. That's all I'm asking from you, you know, but I'm going to let you rent out this place. Okay. All right. So they rent out your place. First of all, they dog your place out. You gave them a nice, fresh place to live. They done beat the walls up, tore all the kids in the house, you know, your little baby cousins. They rough on the house. They done ripped all the bedroom doors off the houses. I mean, off the rooms, and messed up all the door handles and all of that. The place dirty. Now you got them. They infested with mice and roaches and all of those. They messed up your place, but they living in there. They paying the rent, but then they start messing up on the rent. Now they late. You know, they got to make it up next month or whatever, whatever. You know, all of that kind of stuff. Eventually, you have to wind up putting your own damn family out. Now, you helped them out before by letting them live with you. They got back on their feet, moving to another place, messed that up. You moved them into one of your places to let them prove themselves. Now they done messed up your place. Now it's got you thinking, like, I bet you they messed up the last place too. And that's why they got evicted, not paying. Plus, they costing you money because you gotta pay to get this place fixed up again so you can rent it out to somebody who is going to pay you and take care of the place. So by you putting them out, have you turned your back on them?
No, not to me. Not to me.
Why not?
They asked me that. They asked
why not?
Me that.
You can,
because
why not?
They asked me that. When you're providing that much for somebody and doing that much for somebody, the least that's expected, at least for me, is that you show some type of appreciation. Okay, so you know I got this rental property. You know, it ain't the palace, but it ain't a condemned building, okay? It's comfortable. It's clean. Why are you taking advantage? Because at the end of the day, that's what it sounds like to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In your scenario, it's straight up to me taking advantage. You're taking this person's kindness for weakness and feeling like they're obligated to do that for you. Every time you screw up, somebody has to come and pick you up. That's not how life goes. Because trust and belief, had that shoe been on the other foot in your scenario, I bet you they couldn't have got a slice of bread. Oh, man, I ain't got you. I'm sorry. I ain't got it.
Yeah, but they might be running around town, you know, telling all your friends and family, yeah, Carol, she took, I mean, whoever you are, turn their back on.
Just a random.
Always out in the system, man. I'm just throwing a name out there. You know, Carol, Carolyn, Charlotte. Anyway, Charlotte. Yeah, let's call you Charlotte. They running around talking about Charlotte. You know, only reason she gave me the house or rented the place out to me because she always trying to play big shot. You know, she trying to play big shot. You know, like I got you, I got everything. But when you really needed her, you know, and the time of need, then she wouldn't help out. Like, how you going to say she didn't help out and she got you living in her place? So she wasn't helping out because,
well,
she expected you to pay the rent?
You're really answering your own questions.
I'm just saying.
You really are. I mean, like I said, you know, my scenario is different. I don't think that because people don't like me that they're turning their backs on me. I'm not here for everybody to like. I get that. I'm not going to be liked by everybody. And I'm cool with that. You know, but like I said, this situation was totally different in my eyes. And all of this transpired. Let me tell you how hard four of us worked on this. It and a half. And we had everything in place. We had home health care in place. We had therapy in place for this person. All you had to do was take that step and get in that car that Saturday morning. That's all you had to do. Everything was set up. You had water. You had gas. You had electricity. You had a brand new bed to sleep on. When, nigga, you ain't slept in a bed in years. You've been used to sleeping on fucking floors.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm turning my back. That page and that book, I ripped it out. You know, and the funny thing is I always thought when I really started to do this, I sat down, I thought about it. I said, you know, if my mom and dad was alive, if I have, we were taught to share. We were always taught to take care of each other, right? So I'm living up to the way I was brought up. And I get the shit kicked out of me. I mean, literally, I damn near stopped breathing when I heard that. No, come back Monday or maybe I'll go bed. What the hell? People work. And your son don't even live in Philadelphia. He drives down here to get you to make this move because everything is set up. He's down here at 6 o'clock in the morning preparing your bed and everything. It was already put up, but he's putting the sheets, the comforters, the pillows, all of this stuff. So that when you walk in there, you're comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I even had the people ready to come out and put a damn stair glide so that he would have access up and down the steps because it was on the second floor.
Yeah.
And like I said, it ain't about the money. It ain't about the money because as long as I live, I can make money. But it was my heart that was hurt.
Well, a stair glide costs a lot of money.
Huh?
A stair glide costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
Call from Marlene.
That ain't cheap. Most people get that through their insurance.
Call from Marlene.
Listen, you're going to answer that phone or not? She had to mute. That's what's up. But yeah, like, there are so many different ways that this concept of turning your back on somebody can go. I mean, a lot of times it's from different perspectives of people who have either had to turn their back on somebody or have had someone turn their back on them. It's not always an easy thing to figure out, and people on the sidelines can judge it either way they want to. But you know
exactly.
Yeah, when you live in that life, when you're actually part of it and you are directly affected by it, it's going to make you have a whole different mindset and perspective about how everything went down. You know, y'all can see it however way y'all want to see it. All I know is I used to have this much money and now only have this much money because I gave to this person. Now, y'all can flip and bounce that however y'all want. But the bottom line is I gave until I didn't have no more, and then I stopped giving.
Look, right now, I'm in a fight now to get my money back for this damn stair glide. Okay?
Man, I give it to you. You're the only person I know that paid for a stair glide out of pocket. That's an insurance thing. People go on welfare just to get a stair glide, don't you know?
Exactly. But he has to do that.
I ain't paying for no stair glide. I get a car first.
But I'm just saying, you know, he would have had to do that, and he was being very uncooperative, you know. And knowing that I didn't want him to fall up or down the steps
right.
because of all the medical conditions that he had,
right.
I was just like, the hell with it. I'm just going to bite this bullet.
Right.
Because I couldn't get him a first floor spot. And let's not talk about all the money I spent to get him a spot to live. You know?
All right.
And again, it's not even the money, man. It's just the hurt, the betrayal.
Here's the thing. You know, people think you just write a check for everything when you give somebody some money. They don't really realize the phone calls you got to make, the time you got to stay on the phone,
the
place
you
that
put
you have
in.
To go. Huh?
It's the work you put in to get the ultimate
result. That's what I'm saying.
This is
more than just throwing money at a problem. You had to do things. You had to do things along with the money. You know, so yeah, people can say whatever they want to until they get in that position where they actually are the one doing all of the things,
yeah.
Taking all the steps in order to make something happen with the money. So imagine doing all of the work. When you go to work, you do the work and then you get money back. When you do for your people, you do all of the work and pay money.
Yeah. There you go. So maybe I'm like this really bad person and maybe I'm a selfish, spoiled brat or whatever you want to call me. But at this point, I have to protect myself and my sanity.
We should open a nursing
Therefore,
home.
I have to close that door, huh?
I said, we should open up a nursing home.
No, I don't want to deal with this.
I'm just saying. Ratchet as they – look. Anybody should be able to open up a nursing home as ratchet as they are.
Yeah, but do you want to get hung up in that type of, you know, business? No, I don't. Because, you know, you're dealing with the state and all that stuff. When they come down, they're coming down hard.
Look, it looked like the people who run the nursing homes don't want to be involved in it either. But
exactly. They thought it was easy peasy, you know. Let's get a piece of this money. It ain't just that. So, yeah, I can honestly say,
yeah,
I've turned my back. And whatever comes down the pike from this, I'm just going to have to bite it and keep it moving.
I could dig
it. The one thing I do know is I know I did my best. And when I've done my best, if it wasn't good enough for you, nothing will ever be good enough for you.
Right.
And I'm cool with that. I'm real cool with that.
Well, what do you think? When people get finished, when people get finished trashing your name and saying what you didn't do for them and what you could have done for them and what they would have done for you that you didn't do for them or whatever, after they get finished lying to themselves and lying to everybody else, what do you think happens then? Do you think that they ever...
No, personally, I don't give a damn. I've been called worse than what I am and probably ever will be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And my thing is, I really don't care what you think of me. It's more important to me that I think highly of me, not what you think.
Right.
And that's how I got to roll with it.
Yeah.
I don't care that you don't like who I am or what I do or what I represent and how I treat people, because you're not walking in my shoes.
Right.
There's a reason for me being the way that I am towards someone. I don't just go out here and say, well, today I feel like being me. That ain't it. You know, people can put you in those places. Most people don't want to be there.
That's true.
I knew you was going to bash me for this one, though. I knew you were. I knew you was going to bash me. You was going to try to make it look like I'm this bad person and you just saying that and da-da-da-da-da, because I know how you are, but you didn't know the full story.
No, I was trying to say that you was right.
You kept saying that, you know, that's not really turning your back.
It's hard for me to look at. Listen, I think that everybody has to do for themselves at some point. You can't expect somebody to just keep providing for you, or being there for you every single time when you are doing nothing but making more chances for them to come to your rescue. You can't do that. You know what I mean? People can't be your Superman or your Superwoman. So when when somebody gets tired of having to come and rescue you all the time, they haven't turned their back on you. They're telling you you got to finally get your shit together. I mean, look, they done fed you, clothed you, paid you, taught you, tutored you, saved you. What more do you need them to do? So when they stop doing that,
do they want you to hold their hand and walk them through it? I don't know.
Okay. All right, and that's fine. That's fine from your perspective. But because if they've already given you everything that you needed to stand on your own, but you still decide to not take care of yourself, they're not turning their back on you. Not from my perspective. I'm looking at them like, look, they finished their job. They finished.
Yeah,
you
that's
know?
Another way of looking at it. Yeah.
Yeah,
you
that's
know,
what.
That's, everybody mm-hmm. has a job to do, and at this point, I've done mine, and it's a wrap. It's just nothing else I can do, and that's how I'm looking at it.
Well, you don't stay in primary school forever. You go up to the 12th grade. When you complete all your coursework, you graduate. You're out of here. No, you can't stay here. You can't stay here till age 19 and 20 and 21. No, you can't go to the 13th, 14th, 15th grade. You either got to go to college, get a job, go to the military, whatever the case may be. You can't stay. It's over. I understand you don't want to grow up. I understand you don't want to move out of your parents' house. I understand you don't want to have to take care of yourself or take care of your responsibilities or incur new responsibilities. I get all of that. But you have to.
You can't always be a Toys R Us kid.
And a lot of people want to be a Toys R Us kid without saying it. They're proving to you by their actions that they intend to be a Toys R Us kid, and you got to be the one to take them to the Toys R Us. Shit, even Toys R Us ain't Toys R Us no more.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, you gotta do Toys R Us online.
Yeah, I just think you kind of needed a fuller view of what it entailed when I said I turned my back.
Yeah, I just don't think I was looking at turning your back on somebody from the perspective of betraying somebody, and you didn't betray them. So, after you explained it, now I can accept that you turned your back on them. I just don't like the way it feels. Like, yeah, I just think that when you turn your back on somebody, you're normally doing it from a position of being wrong. But I guess you explained it how you can turn your back on somebody and not be wrong. So,
yeah.
All right.
I mean,
fine.
We're all human. At the end of the day, we're all human. We're all going to endure and take as much as we can. Everybody has a breaking point, and at this point, I've reached there.
Right.
I've reached my breaking point. Now, if people want to judge me because of that, so be it. But I don't have to answer to you.
Yeah.
You know, so judge me if you want. Judge your mama. I don't care. You know, I know in my heart what I did, how I did it, and why I did it. And trust me, this was all done out of love.
Yeah.
This, I saw a need. I loved that person. And to this day, until I close my eyes and leave this world, I'll still love that person. I just can't be your person to always fall back on anymore.
Uh-huh. You got to grow up.
You know, got to grow up. You got to grow up. And when you're older than me, and when you're older than me and you done been out here in this world a lot longer than me, I'm sure you've seen more than I've seen, you know, experienced more than I have.
Mm-hmm.
I just got to let you do you. Because
yeah.
Evidently, what you're doing is what's important to you. You like how you're moving.
Mm-hmm.
But by the same token, I was trying because you asked for help to
right.
show you that you didn't have to live that way. you know, and I keep telling myself, you're not, you can't save the world, but I can try to save those that are closest to me if they want the help.
Right.
And I'm going to keep saying it. Had you not reached out for the help, I'd have let you keep on living like you was living, because eventually I was going to have to step in anyway and bury you sooner or later.
Yeah.
I tried to make that later, not sooner.
Right. That's what we all you understand? That's what we all try to do with the people that we care about. It's just that the level of care between two people are not always equal. And that would be fine as long as you know, both parties are trying to put in some type of effort. The problem comes when one person is doing everything and the other person is expecting that person to keep doing everything. That's a problem.
Yeah. Now, I saw the hurt in his son's eyes and in his face, because after he left him, he came directly to me. I was at work. And he texted me. He said, Auntie, can you come to the door? So I said, yeah. So I go to the door and I look at this man. I'm not talking about a little boy. He's 55 or 56 years old now.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I want you to know I came so close to wrapping my hands around my father's neck and choking the hell out of him. Mm-hmm. He said, and I kept hearing you telling me to walk away. And he said, I'm done. I've tried. You tried. My mother's tried. My other uncle has tried. We put everything in place for him. All you had to do was get in my car. And it would have been a piece of cake. I'd have been down here every weekend. You know, you'd have been there when you're not working. He'd have had a home health aide. You know, the whole nine, he'd have had all the care. And the most important part about it was not that he had a decent place to live, that he got the therapy that he needed so desperately.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you just do that to the wind. So I have to be the bigger person, and I have to step back. It was a hard pill to swallow, though, I'm going to tell you. When I tell you, I laid in my bed for 2 days straight because I was drained physically and mentally.
Yeah.
I'm good now. I really am. I pray for him, and I pray I never get that call. I know I will at some point, but, you know, if I do, I pray that I have the strength to do what needs to be done, and it will be at a bare minimum. Because all these people around you that are taking advantage of you are not going to be there when you really fall flat on your face. You got nowhere to turn but to us, and you just closed that door.
Mm.
So, yeah, I turned my back. But I can pat myself on the back for this one, because I didn't let it go real far. It was far enough, though. It really did.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely see where you're coming from. It's just, people throw around having their back turned on somebody or somebody turning their backs on them. People talk about it a lot in a lot of different ways. And sometimes some people, you can tell that they're not really being truthful about the whole thing, but they might be feeling it from a certain, you know, it's coming from a certain place when it comes to them. But if you've ever dealt with somebody that is in a position that you were talking about just now, where they expect you to do everything for them, you know, and they've always been that way. They've always had this sense of entitlement or whatever, and whenever somebody didn't fulfill their feelings of entitlement, then that person is a bad person, or they turn their back on you, or they, you know, they wasn't there for you when you needed them, and blah, 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 blah. And it's just not, that's just not the way it
goes. But that's why I don't feel guilty about making the choice that I've made, because I've always been there.
Yeah.
You know, I honestly think that this was divine intervention. Finally, somebody's going to knock some sense into me and say, stop, because evidently I don't know how to.
I understand.
So, yeah. That's how I needed you to understand where I was coming from. Because, you know, our back and forth, I thought, he really don't get this. How I can say this. You know, when you like, oh, no, I can't even imagine you turning your back on someone, you know, but we all got that breaking point.
Yeah. If you want to look at that as turning your back on somebody, sure, fine. All right. You're terrible.
No, I
don't
really care. Again, you have to remember what I said. I don't care what people think about me. I walked in these shoes. You only on the outside the door peeping in. So
yeah,
I don't care what you think. Because what you think... You know, it don't make me, you know. Just like what you eat don't make me, you know. But, hey, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
But it takes a lot to get to that point where I think as human beings, it takes so much to get us to the point where if we're sincere in what we're doing for someone, it takes a lot to get you to the point where you have no choice but to turn your back on someone. I will say it today. I'll say it to the day I leave here. Self-preservation is the first law of nature. So if I don't take care of me, I can't help you.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true. I mean, yeah, how you going to take care of somebody else and you want to decline?
Yeah.
You know, you can't be Jesus to everybody. You can't die for everybody's sins.
And you can't save every soul that's out here. Because a lot of these souls don't want to be saved.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
And I keep telling people, I ain't in the business of saving souls. That ain't my job. I know my limitations.
Is you show?
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Pretty much.
All right. We got to get on up out of here. But I appreciate you calling.
Yeah, I got to go too, because I got some stuff I need to take care of.
I know. I got to, I'm going to turn my back on you, though.
Yeah, and I'm going to be cool with that. I'm going to be real cool with you turning your back on me, because sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, well, you know how it is, Charlotte.
Yeah, I do. I really do. And I'm cool with that. You know? All right. Have a good one.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Have a good day. Good stuff. Good stuff. Turning your back on somebody. What do you know? What y'all know about turning your back on somebody? Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. It's the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. We're talking about what it really means to turn your back on somebody. Turning your back on somebody, what do you know? Are you still feeling the effects of somebody turning their back on you? Is somebody out there still feeling the effects of you turning your back on them? Is there a way to make amends and come back together and still be strong after somebody has turned their back on you? You know, sometimes people are in a spousal situation. They're in a marriage where one person feels like the other person has turned their back on them. Can they get it back together? Can they still have the good things that they had before after somebody feels like they have turned their back on the other? Or the other feels like they've had their backs turned on them. Have you ever reconciled with somebody or allowed somebody to reconcile with you after they turned their back on you? Has anybody extended their friendship back to you after you turned their back on them? Brown Eyes, what's going on? It's been a good minute. I don't think we've seen you in 2022. I don't think so, but it's good to see you now. Thanks for coming on through. All right, y'all. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and do these birthday shout-outs. Some people were born on this glorious. March 20th, first day of spring, I believe, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them, making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, my girl, Gabrielle Howard. How you doing, Gabrielle Howard? Gabby D. That's what I used to call it. The last name used to be Davis. I see. Now it's back to Howard. That's good. And Marianellis Francisco. Happy birthday to you, Marianellis. And Fabiola Francois Lindsay, turning 35 years old today. And Rare Tart, turning 45 years old today. And Angela Smith, turning 55 years old today. And Tessa Freeman. Happy birthday to you, Tessa. And Lisa Mau. Wait a minute. I'm going to scratch that. This is not her birthday. This must be her other page. This is not. No. 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 Good try, though, Lisa. Also, Kia Hunley, turning 51 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And Sonia McKinney, turning 47 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And Natasha Babb, happy birthday to you. And Khalid Singleton, happy birthday to you. Good supporter of the Urban Therapy with Some Movement. And Manny Adams, turning 50 years old today. Happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious. March 20th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing and do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings and do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, turning your back on somebody or having somebody turn their back on you can be a devastating thing. Some people never get over having their back turned on them by somebody else. You know, just before we gave the birthday shout-outs, I was talking about how married couples, and sometimes people in relationships, oftentimes people in relationships feel like they may already have trust issues when it comes to the person that they're married to or the person that they're going with. But to even put a bigger stain on that way of feeling, what's it like to have them totally turn their back on? You know, sometimes people feel like that just because you break up with them, you've turned your back on them. Like, well, what do you mean? What do you mean we can't be together anymore? Why? Because I'm not feeling it anymore. Maybe I don't love you anymore. Maybe I do love you, but I don't love you as a lover anymore. Maybe I'll always have love for you as a friend, as a person out there that deserves love. But maybe I can't actively be a lover of you anymore. And I've known plenty of people who were in a relationship and they broke up and they felt like that the person that they went with or married to or were married to turned their back on them. Now, that's a different situation. That's a different situation than, let's say, you leave somebody for somebody else. Like, I'm quitting you, and I'm going to go get with her. Is that always turning your back on somebody? Could be. But always, that is the thing that may separate us. The word always, always, girl. I've never known. Wait a minute. Before you came into my life and gave me more. You are my friend. The only. All right. And I love you always. All right. Anyway, I listen to that song almost every day. I'm fucking up the world. It doesn't matter. You know, there are plenty of ways that you can feel like somebody turned their back on you. But are you able to come back from somebody turning their back on you? That's the question that we need to ask. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all back to life. I want to thank y'all for coming through and checking out the Urban Therapy with Sun Show this afternoon. We will be back tomorrow evening for the Daily Go Getimism Show. So y'all hold on till then. And until then, y'all have the greatest day ever. And don't have no slack when it comes to that. Like Zagger the that is like that. So with that being said, all right. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Okay, that's what's up. All right. So Blog Talk, let me get you on the body here. We say bye-bye.